Coming up on Encouragement Live, Thanksgiving is the subject of our conversation tonight. It's a great American tradition, but it's also an important biblical mandate. Dr. Rex Rogers, the president of SAT7, joins us. Your calls are welcome on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. Our topic tonight, a very biblical one, a very patriotic one, Thanksgiving. And Dr. Rex Rogers is back with me tonight. He is the president of SAT7, the former president of Cornerstone University. He's authored a number of books, including Christian Liberty, Living for God in a Changing Culture, and the book Gambling, Don't Bet on It, that we talked about not too long ago. Rex, always great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Don. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir, and very thankful. You and I both were coming across the Atlantic Ocean about the same time as I was returning from India, and you were returning from Cyprus. That wasn't too long ago, and I'm thankful we both arrived home.
Glad to be home.
Yes, that is a good thing. And I believe you may have had your first snowfall of the year so far, not too long ago.
We did. Here in Michigan, we didn't actually get hit as much as our friends south of us there in Ohio and Indiana got hit.
In Illinois. Yes, interesting how that works. I found we were in Nebraska frequently. They get big snowstorms in Kansas and even northern Oklahoma, and we just get cold weather.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we're talking Thanksgiving, things to be thankful for. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And our premise is that Thanksgiving is a rare and precious tradition combining Christian theology and the best of all we have in America. And Rex, help us put that into perspective in terms of both the biblical mandate about giving thanks and also what we're doing in our country.
Well, Scripture is loaded from one end to another. In fact, it's a theme that we should thank God and be thankful in all things. And there's just so many verses. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. And then if you look at American history, of course, you go back to what's reputedly the first Thanksgiving with the pilgrims who did come here for religious liberty, who celebrated kind of a harvest Thanksgiving time with their Native American neighbors there in 1621. President George Washington, you know, the new nation.
Yes.
He issued a proclamation of Thanksgiving, calling upon people to issue their and express sincere and humble thanks. And then the one we probably best know is the one during the Civil War, right in the middle of the Civil War, where President Lincoln issued a Thanksgiving proclamation where he actually designated the last Thursday of November as a day of Thanksgiving.
And then I believe George H.W. Bush also started a tradition that's become sort of related to Thanksgiving in this country.
Right. He did in 1989, Bush number one. He pardoned some poor unnamed turkey. Why they did that or how that got going, I don't know, but it's been a funny thing that's continued, and every president has to do this and have a photo op.
Yes, that does turn into a great photo op. And tonight we want to hear from you, friend, about what you are thankful for. Dr. Rex Rogers and I are looking forward to this program every year. It's a great opportunity. So tell us, maybe family, maybe friends, maybe there's a new member in your family. Maybe God has answered a prayer in a big way, provided a job or something. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. That's 855-586-LIFE. And if you'd like to learn more about SAT7, and we encourage you to do so, go to their website, sat7usa.org. You'll learn more about their ministry reaching into the Middle East and North Africa. We'll be right back with more of Encouragement Live.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
Crossflix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
Crossflix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
Thanksgiving is our theme tonight on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me. He is the president of SAT7, and our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We'd really like to hear from you tonight, to hear what you are thankful for. And you are welcome to give us a call. We appreciate the team we have of Chris and Rodney and Riley and some of our team missing tonight. Some of them are celebrating an early Thanksgiving, others dealing with medical issues. But pray for Brad and Nikki. Kathy is doing better, and we're thankful for that. Good news there. And we have a prayer request for one of our team members' mother, Keith Paxson's mother. May Paxson over in Arkansas underwent surgery after suffering a stroke, had a clot removed from her brain. And Rex, I want to ask you, if you will, to lead us in prayer for Mrs. Paxson, for her recovery from this very serious operation.
Father God, we thank you that we can come before you in prayer. You hear our prayers if we pray in faith, believing. And we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person, we trust we are that, avails much. And so, Lord, we give you Mrs. Paxson, ask your blessings upon her. Pray that you protect her life, protect her health, restore her health, we would pray, and give her great encouragement. We know that's so important to have hope in you. And I can speak from experience of that, my wife and I and the medical experience just in the last year and a half, and how you took care of us and how you restored, but also you gave us encouragement.
Yes.
Lord, Mrs. Paxson, and trust that it would be real and meaningful for her and her family in Christ's name. Amen.
Rex, it's interesting you mentioned being thankful for recovery from health issues. And I was thinking it was just a year ago last October that Kathy was in intensive care in Nairobi, Kenya, and not doing very well at all. In fact, not expected to live for a few days. And then she spent some time in ICU early 2024. But she's doing remarkably well now, and that's one thing I'm really thankful for. And it sounds like you guys went through some of those medical battles also.
Well, we did with my wife with a cancer circumstance. We're in our early 70s when those things start to happen in our lives. And we went through that. The Lord took care of that in terms of the issue involved. But also just restored, and just a month ago, actually, we got news of just tremendous, won't go through it all, but tremendous news that encouraged us. And I told her later, I said, you know, I'd prayed for your health, life, of course, as I just prayed for Mrs. Paxson, but I also prayed, and I didn't tell her that the Lord would give her encouragement. and then he gave us, you know, that verse in scripture about giving you more than you ask, above and beyond what you ask and think.
Yeah.
He certainly did that for us, and I'd hope that for Mrs. Paxson, too.
You know, I think about that verse a lot. Ephesians 3:20 and 21 talks about God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think or imagine, according to the power that works in us and for his glory. And that is a marvelous verse for us to claim and to give thanks for. And tonight, friend, if you have something you want to share with us, this would be a great time to pick up your phone and give us a call. The number is 855-586-LIFE, 855-586-5433. We'll take a brief time out, then come back and talk more about the subject of Thanksgiving. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Encouragement Live is the name of our program. I'm Don Hawkins. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight. Brad Smithart produced the music you're listening to in the background. And if you Google Brad, you'll find a variety of music that he's produced, and you'll be able to download some of that, make good Christmas gifts. Dr. Rex Rogers with me on the broadcast tonight. Rex is the president of Sat7, a great ministry for which I'm very thankful, and thankful for the ministry they have in the Middle East and North Africa, ministering 24/7 in Arabic and Farsi and Turkish, and utilizing satellite television, which, Rex, simply cannot be blocked in those countries that would really like to block those Christian programs, right?
Absolutely. We refer to that area and those countries often. We talk about closed countries. We mean that socially, politically, religiously. We know what it means. But with satellite broadcasts, there's no way to technologically or otherwise to completely stop them. They might jam it for a little bit, but that's a few hours.
Yeah.
And it's the air. And so the rulers of religion, the regimes, they cannot stop Christian truth from coming in. And one more thought, there's no such thing as a closed country
yeah.
for a sovereign God.
Amen to that. And by the way, friend, God uses people to pray for this ministry here in North America. So you go on the website and learn more about this ministry. And we're coming down to the end of the year. A lot of people do year-end giving, and Christmas is a giving season. God lays it on your heart. You pray about it and see what you might be able to do to partner with Sat7. Again, that web address is sat7usa.org. Now, it's possible to think about Thanksgiving as just another holiday, which a lot of people in our country probably do, just a time to eat too much turkey and watch football. But that was certainly not the focus of that original Thanksgiving time, Rex. It was really more about Thanksgiving and fellowship, as you mentioned earlier. So how can we best participate in true Thanksgiving during the Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up next week?
Well, I think one thing is just think about the name. The term Thanksgiving becomes like a name of an event, a day, but you forget what it means. But it means giving thanks. Thanksgiving, as in two words. And you think about that, and you think about what the pilgrims there in the wilderness and that early came for religious liberty, but they were looking at physical survival. And had it not been for the Native Americans that the Lord brought into their path, it certainly helped them and taught them. And had it not been for some other blessings of the Lord, they might not have physically survived. So they were very conscious of God's direct blessing upon their harvest, upon the protection of their lives. And they lost people still.
Yeah.
And they thank God even in those circumstances. So we look at our lives and say we have financial issues, we have physical issues, we have all kinds of other things in a fallen world. But in the midst of that, God's always there. He's always sovereign. He's never surprised. You know, I have friends in the Middle East living in the midst of war now.
Yeah.
In places like Lebanon, literally concerned that a rocket's going to drop onto their apartment. And, you know, that how do you live with that other than you trust the sovereign God? And you're thankful every day for the blessing.
You know, I was just talking with Rodney Love before we went on the air, and we had a friend of his and mine, Gil Ilyatovich, who lives in a place that's under bombardment right now, right in the middle of Israel, Tel Aviv. And they were working the 15th floor of their building the other night, and one of those rockets from Hezbollah got through and literally blew up the building right next to them. And God spared them. And ironically, it turned out that building was a building that contained sex trafficking. And the Christian ministry was in the building next door, which God spared. And the other building was blown up. Nobody was in it, apparently, in the middle of the night. But ironic how God's protective hand works their way.
Yeah, I don't like that phrase, collateral damage. We know what it means. It means people get killed who are innocent combatants, or innocent people, non-combatants.
Yeah.
And it's unavoidable. There are people in Gaza who are indeed innocent family members who have been killed as a result of war taking place. There's people in Tel Aviv, as you just said. There's people in throughout Israel, in Lebanon now. Even though you have these high-precision rockets that drop right on top of where they're supposed to go, again, there's always civilians, citizens somewhere nearby that get caught in that. So, you know, I always think of Tecumseh Sherman, General Sherman, during the Civil War, had that awful phrase that war is hell, and he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, and it's something that we need to think about in terms of our own country now, and pray now that the election is over for our incoming president and the Congress, the leaders of our government, because we are actually threatened with the potential of World War III right now.
Well, there's always a greater fear. I heard that today on one newscast of terrorist activity. Even if you don't have anything reported and you're not picking up chatter, there's always greater concern during holiday times.
Yeah.
And a football watcher, some people are parade watchers like my mother. Well, that by definition means you have thousands, tens of thousands of people concentrated in small areas like stadiums or down, you know, Broadway or wherever in New York. And boy, it's so easy for terrorists or, you know, other evildoers to perpetrate their activities in those times. So pray for our law enforcement people, whether military or local, and pray their protection, but also their wisdom and how they respond, and that God would restrain this kind of evil.
Talking Thanksgiving tonight, maybe you have a prayer request to go along with what you're thankful for. Feel free to share that. Rex and I would be glad to pray with you and for you. 855-586-5433 is the number. That's 855-586-LIFE. Rex, it was just a few years ago, 2021, that we celebrated the 400th anniversary of that first Thanksgiving. And talk to us about the motivating concerns and characteristics of what we consider to be that first Thanksgiving and the people who established it.
Well, the pilgrims, as we said, most importantly, among all the different countries who came to the New World, they were seeking not so much land or gold or furs, you know, those kind of things that were motivations. They were seeking religious liberty, religious freedom. And that's a gift to our country. It took a long time through the colonial period and, of course, the early American period and on to have that preserved and protected in what we call the First Amendment, which is extremely important, you know, and it's unique.
Yes.
In the world. There are other constitutions in the world, including Russia, by the way, that have references in their constitution to religious liberty, but doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
They don't reinforce it. And so our history of that and reinforcing it and the embrace of that has been extremely important. And I think their relational model, the pilgrims reached out, as I mentioned, Native Americans. A lot of controversy about that today and how Native Americans were treated throughout American history. But it was not all bad. Some of it was bad, certainly. But some of it was quite positive in both directions as the civilizations interacted and reinforced and treated each other like human beings. And so that's a positive from that period to celebrate and be glad for, too.
We're talking about Thanksgiving tonight, 855-586-5433. Rex, you and I have both been overseas recently. Is Thanksgiving Day a uniquely American holiday and tradition, or what about other countries?
Well, I think it is the way that we think about it and the way we approach it, begin back to the Pilgrims 400 years. But there are other countries that celebrate various forms of Thanksgiving. Canada, we have some Canadian listeners or Canadian citizens listening in. They celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October.
Mm.
And they have themes that, you know, reference harvest. You know, most of the celebrations that are considered or close to Thanksgiving are harvest time.
Yeah.
In the fall, because that, you know, we're an agrarian society. We depend on our food from farmland. We're kind of forgetting that in modern times, but that's the case still. Liberia, where a lot of freed American slaves went back to Liberia, they took the idea of Thanksgiving with them. And yet today, that's an important holiday in that country. The British, of course, they don't do anything that
sounds
American. Yeah. So they have something they call Britsgiving, which is their British Harvest Festival, but it's quite similar to ours. And you find other countries, again, who have various forms of harvest festivals in the fall that are quite similar to ours. But I do think ours is unique in that it celebrates that recollection in the historical context of religious liberty and of people looking for an opportunity just to be themselves and worship God as they feel directed according to the scripture.
Very timely to know that there are other places in the world. And of course, the scripture mandates giving thanks. You mentioned 1 Thessalonians 5:18. There are probably some other passages that underscore the importance of our giving thanks. Give us a little perspective on what scripture tells us. As you mentioned, there is a lot in the Bible on thanksgiving.
Well, it certainly is. And if you want to just read one book and get wall-to-wall thanksgiving, it's the book of Psalms, where the shepherd King David praises God and thanks God over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You get to it 10 times in one chapter. And you look at that and think, wow, but it reminds us of who God is and our relationship to him. We certainly have other references throughout the scripture. We think about in Romans, where it's talking about Christian liberty and says, he who eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks.
Yeah.
You know, so again, whatever our decisions are on some of these non-moral matters in our lives, they still involve our submission to who God is in our lives and our need to be thankful. And then Philippians 4:6, I'll quote with that one. Do not be anxious about anything. Going back to praying about medical problems and health issues, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let your requests be made known to God. And that's the hard part for you and me. We both had wives in the hospital. And you think about, well, the Lord, we want them to be healed. Of course we do.
Sure.
God, in his wisdom, sometimes does that. God, in his wisdom, sometimes does something else.
That's true.
And that's the part where we have to trust. So our faith is tested, and mine would certainly be tested. But we have to recognize that God is sovereign. He doesn't make mistakes. Surprise is not in his vocabulary. He knows what's going on in the Middle East. He knows what's going on here. He knows what's going on in each and every one of our lives.
You know, it's interesting. You just this recent trip I made to India, and what an opportunity. I'm thankful for that. But literally, while I was over there, I get a message that Kathy has been rushed to the hospital and had the situation come up. And I was on the other side of the world. And thankfully, I have a son and a daughter who stepped up and made sure she was cared for. And I was thankful when I got off the plane. My son picked me up. We went straight to the hospital. And now she's up and doing better. And I'm so thankful that, as she told me yesterday, she said, I'm better now, I think, than I was before I had the episode in Africa. So God does answer prayer in that way. But as you say, sometimes it happens the other way. Rex and I would love to to hear from you tonight, friend. Whatever you're going through, if you have something you're thankful for, maybe in the middle of adversity, medical issues, give us a call, 855-586-5433. That number again is 855-586-LIFE. We'll continue with Encouragement Live after these important messages, and check out the website, sat7usa.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thanksgiving is our theme. It's right around the corner here in the United States, and many of you listening in other countries, you are welcome to join us in giving thanks. Dr. Rex Rogers is the president of SAT7. Their web address is sat7usa.org. Please check them out. Pray for them. God lays it on your heart. Give to their ministry. We strongly encourage that. And learn more about that impact that ministry in Middle East and North Africa is taking place. And a wide variety, Rex, of underground Christians, so to speak, in places like Iran and Afghanistan. You might talk about some of the people you're ministering to there through SAT7.
Well, there are. We don't know how many believers, or as they call them over there, Christian believers, there are in each of these countries, but we know they're there. And one reason we know they're there is because God says his word won't return to him vain or empty, and that he has his people in every, his remnant in every place. Another way we know is that we hear from them, and we hear from them almost, well, daily on social media, with a variety of requests for prayer or engage, want a Bible or pray for my son or my husband. I haven't seen him in 4 years, or I think he's in prison. I mean, awful things that they need help for. And SAT7 is a television ministry, a broadcast on TV. It's mass communications. But it can be, for some of the people in some countries, the only access, the only access they have to biblical teaching and truth. So it becomes their church. It becomes their, we don't try to be a church in the sense of the scripture, but sure, it is their church in a sense of fellowship and a connectedness with the body of Christ, and to know that they are not alone and that there are other believers in the world that are praying for them, that have their interests at heart. And then, of course, teaching the Word of God and doing the best we can in doing that. Yeah. In all the countries, whether it's Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan. We've got a new program coming out this fall for women in Tajikistan. We've never had a program that relates to just those people before. We have children's programs online for Afghan children, believe it or not, that interact with that. And one of the ways that one of the ways we reach Afghan people is through Facebook.
Wow.
You think, well, why don't the Taliban shut Facebook down? Because they could do that. Well, because they use it. The Taliban uses it as their communications tool. And consequently, Christian believers or Afghans can get access to Christian teaching and truth through Facebook. Now, that's not true in other countries, but it is in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And kind of amazing.
It is really amazing to think about. And again, I want to encourage people to pray about that ministry, to check out that ministry online, sat7usa.org. What a great impact they are having on so many people these days. 855-586-5433. Cornelius is our first caller tonight in Louisiana. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the program, Cornelius.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Don and Rex and Chris and Rodney and all the staff and everything at Encouragement Live. Y'all have been such a blessing to me. In 2020, my dad was a tough Korean War vet, and COVID got the best of him. He was 92 years old. So he's been gone 4 years now, and I started listening to y'all, I think, in 2021, because I listen to y'all on American Family Radio here in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Right.
And y'all have just been such an encouragement to me, because I've been going through some tough times, and I told y'all all that. And y'all got some prayer warriors out there.
Yes.
But I wanted to pray for our troops. Y'all know I was a military police officer and stuff. And our troops, they've been committing suicide, I think, every 22 seconds or something like that, or we lose 22 a day. And it's just tough on these guys, and they need prayer. Israel needs prayer in the U.S. But one positive thing I want to say, I'm glad that Texas and Oklahoma, they're restoring the Bible back to school and everything.
Yes, they just voted on that in the state of Texas yesterday, and it was approved. And, of course, all the media is calling it controversial. My son-in-law, who is involved with public education in the state capital, Austin, was telling me about it last night. They had come in to visit with us, and he was saying he'd had a chance to look over that curriculum, and it's amazingly biblical. Rex, they have, like, the story of Esther. They have Jonah and the great fish and a lot about David and different biblical accounts and they're actually able to incorporate that into some of the public schools. It's on an optional basis, but the schools actually draw a little extra money from the state if they carry that.
Kind of amazing to me. I'm 72.
Yeah.
I'm just old enough to the first 5 years of my experience in public school. Our teacher read the scripture every morning in public school for 5 years. And I grew up in schools where the Ten Commandments were hanging on the walls.
Yeah.
You know, they were just there and they weren't crammed down anybody's throat. It wasn't church, but it was there as a moral code.
Yes.
And that's what's, of course, been one of the things removed. And so anything we can do to restore a sense of boundaries and morality, I think, is to the good.
And I think that's a part of what they're doing. My experience is a little bit like yours. In fact, the year after I graduated from college, I was called on to teach in a public school in the state of Alabama, taught junior high school math and English. And I had a Christian principal, and he did not give me any problem because I had a Bible sitting on my desk. I also had a paddle on my desk. And, you know, that was something that you could use back in those days that you'd probably be sued or fired over today. But when you had 37 eighth grade boys in your homeroom, sometimes you needed to apply the Board of Education to the seat of knowledge. And so we did that a little bit. But we also read the scripture every morning. The principal and I had an understanding he would not walk past my office or my classroom between 8:05 and 8:15 in the morning. And so that was a nice agreement that we had back then. And I'm thankful to see some of this plugged back in. We need to pray about it. Rex, would you lead us in prayer for Cornelius? He's one of our dear listeners and loves our program, and we love and appreciate him.
Sure. Father God, we thank you again that we can come before your prayer, and we bring to you our brother Cornelius. We thank you for his military service and for his commitment to his country and to his family, to you, his Lord, and the church. Pray, Lord, for our military veterans.
Yes.
Don't understand exactly why. There could be so many reasons and sources for this horrible suicide rate that we certainly are seeing and hearing about at various times. And Lord, we pray that we'd be able to reach them with spiritual comfort, whether it's post-traumatic stress or some other thing that's gotten into their hearts and bringing them to a point of despair, that, Lord, if they could meet you and understand that you love them, that your arms are around them, that you care for them, that you can take them through whatever travail they're experiencing, Lord, we pray for hope in their lives and encouragement and for their spouses, their families. And we pray we might just see this suicide rate go down.
Yes.
Or be eliminated very soon. Thank you for Cornelius' sensitivity to it. And ask, Lord, your direct intervention in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Cornelius, thank you so much for calling us tonight. It's always great to hear from you. God bless you. The number is 855-586-5433. If you'd like to get in tonight, tell us what you're thankful for. Maybe this program, maybe Ministry of Sat7. Maybe some of you have been in the Middle East or North Africa and you have benefited from this. We're talking about Thanksgiving. Rex, I think probably most of us eat quite a bit on Thanksgiving Day, and maybe we'll watch that Macy's parade and some football on Thanksgiving Day. Do you think there's anything wrong with doing those things on Thanksgiving as long as we also make the time to stop and give thanks?
Well, I think that last phrase is important. Anything can get in the way.
Yeah.
We can use anything, but, you know, if we're ignoring our family or whatever else. But no, I don't think there's anything wrong with American football. I love football and I watched it a lot today, college, you know, level. And it's enjoyable. I mean, it's competitive. It's something that you really get your juices going. And then obviously the food. As I said, my mother and my wife and others like the parades more than I do, but they're fun too. Macy's parade typically on Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
They're part of our American traditions that, you know, traditions are important because they bring us together.
Right.
And they honor, usually the traditions honor something of value if you think about it from the fact that they were established, why they've become traditions. And not just that they're fun, that they're reinforcing things. So family and fellowship and an opportunity to be thankful together, I think, is a fantastic, we're just blessed with this whole weekend.
Yeah, it just, for me, it's a great time. And by the way, I was born on Thanksgiving Day back many years ago, at 10 minutes till 12 noon. So I was the original Thanksgiving turkey in my family because I messed everybody up for Thanksgiving. But it's great. In fact, yesterday was my birthday, and my daughter and son-in-law, as I'd mentioned earlier, came in from Austin. They may be listening to the program tonight, and so family celebrated. I think I'm supposed to have some birthday cake when I get home after the broadcast tonight. Now, is it possible to do too much thanking? Do we ever thank God too much, do you think?
I don't think so. And usually, I always think of Psalmist David again, how many times that he thanked God and praised God. But I think it's a form of expressing love.
Yeah.
So think about this. Think about your wife. Do you get tired of hearing from her that she loves you?
No.
Or do you think she's tired of hearing from you? Hope not. Hmm. It kept us around for 50 years, right? I hope
Amen.
Not.
Amen, yeah.
So there's that. But, you know, or your kids. Do we get tired of telling our kids that we love them, or do they get tired of hearing it? I don't think so. So expressing thanks is a form of expressing love. And by the way, that's a good example that we can say we love our wives, but do we thank them?
Yeah.
Or our spouses or our husbands. Thank them for whatever.
You're giving thanks, an expression of love. That's the word from Dr. Rex Rogers, and we'll be right back.
We are at a time when our society is falling apart, and we must cling to the cross of Christ. The Witness webcast is a production of Crucible of Faith Ministries. And here, you will find sound teaching and expert commentary that will anchor you on the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Visit us today at www.crucibleoffaith.ca and find the answers you will need for such a time as ours today. That's www.crucibleoffaith.ca.
What did Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We are in the home stretch of this Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Rex Rogers is with me. Let's go back to the phones. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And George is listening tonight in Georgia. Good to hear from you, George. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was just listening to y'all's program here, and you know, you asked them what all we got to be thankful for. Oh man, I could just go on all night long. You know, it's just so much to be thankful for. It's just everything. It's just God is so good to all of us, and with the main thing, I'm so thankful that the people got out and voted right. And, you know, and I'm so thankful that everything's looking so much better for us, you know.
We can certainly be thankful to God for his sovereign hand. And, you know, Rex, I think about that passage in Daniel, about the second chapter, where it talks about God raises up kings and puts them down. And God is sovereign, even when we have Putin to deal with and Xi Jinping to deal with and other people in the world stage, that ultimately God's still on the throne.
He is. Things in the darkest. You think about how our the greatest generation felt during World War II and time of Hitler and all the things they had to deal with there. I think God sometimes works through these kind of circumstances. He can bring glory to himself through. He's not the source of evil, but he can bring glory to himself and work through it when it occurs. And I think that's what's happening today in the Middle East.
Yeah.
As we hear about individuals who are seeking a religion that works, not again the works-based religion, but religion that means something, you know,
yeah.
A relationship relationship with the Lord that means something, and they're hungry and they're seeking, and times of stress and adversity, you know, bring us to that. So that's a reminder. And then for those of us who are not experiencing those kind of things, then of course we have a direct reason to shout praises to God for his blessings in our own lives.
No question about that. And George, I believe you're a truck driver. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. 50 years.
50 years. Oh, my. Well, God has given you strength and health to be able to drive and continue driving. And we want to pray for you and ask God for safety and provision for you on the road. Lord, thank you for George. Thank you that he called in tonight, that he has so many things to be thankful for. And what a great reminder for us of all that we have to be thankful for. And Lord, I ask you just to pour out your blessing on him. I pray that he would experience safety on the road, that his truck would not have any mechanical issues, that you would help him to get to his destination in a safe and on time way, and let him have some good time with his family coming up with Thanksgiving. And thank you again for all of those who listen, who drive trucks and who are out on the road, and that we have an opportunity to minister encouragement to. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. George, thank you for sharing your thankfulness with us. It's infectious, and we're glad to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
God bless. 855-586-5433. Very refreshing to hear from somebody who's got a lot of things to be thankful for. But Rex, sometimes we hear that the holidays, Thanksgiving included, are really difficult times for people. It's not a time of joy. It's a time of pain and sorrow. How can we be of encouragement to people going through those kinds of hard times during this season?
You know, I include this as some kind of a reminder. I am not personally a counselor as such, but I have a daughter-in-law and other friends who are involved and engaged in this way, and pastors, of course, and they deal with people who are lonely, who really don't have family and friends in their lives due to broken relationships that usually gets back to poor choices somewhere, maybe not theirs, or maybe they're just what we used to call, or still some places still call, shut-ins because of advanced age or illness. They just don't have a lot of contacts with people.
Yeah.
And that can be individuals even in seniors' homes and what have you. So holidays are family times. Holidays are friend times. And if you don't have family or friends, then it's just, it magnifies the loneliness. So that's something that, again, if that's not part of our lives now, we can be thankful for that. But it's also a way that we can minister to others by thinking about, okay, who do we know that may be in a circumstance like this, and reach out to them and invite them perhaps to enjoy and participate in our festivities. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving dinner, or it might be, or it could be a football game, or it could be something else, but some way to touch people and to invest in their lives and to say, hey, you aren't forgotten, and you have meaning, and we care about you.
You know, I think to be able to share with people, maybe especially people going through a hard time, maybe they have family in the hospital, or perhaps, again, alienated from family. Sometimes that happens in families, and you might be able to reach out to them. What a great opportunity that is. Rex, during the time I was in India, I had the opportunity to visit with some people from the state of Manipur in northeast India. We're back last May. There were over 300 Christians who were martyred, who lost their lives to a militant Hindu sect there. And, you know, we heard a lot about October the 7th that took place in Israel. We didn't hear a lot about this, but, you know, to think about some people in other parts of the world who are going through these kinds of difficulties, some of whom have lost loved ones. And I suspect that in some of the countries that Sat7 is ministering to, this same kind of thing is happening.
Well, it certainly is. We have a program on the Arabic language channel, which reaches, you know, 2/3 of the people of the Middle East, that is called You Are Not Alone.
Hmm.
The whole focus is not just psychological, but it's, you know, there's a part of that, and an emotional, but spiritual, in recognizing that, hey, the body of Christ is aware, the church universal is aware, is praying for you, but we may not be able to directly affect your circumstance. Maybe some of us can. There are certainly Christian ministries that do physical relief and are able to provide blankets and food and medical supplies and so on. There's others that, like SAP-7, that provide what we call spiritual relief. Again, focusing on who is the sovereign God, what's he doing, what do we need to do in thanking him, how can we experience his hope now in our lives here, as well as, of course, the hope eternity and eternally we have in salvation in Christ. But it's a challenging kind of circumstance. You just don't know what people are going through. And, of course, we don't know necessarily what our neighbors are going through.
Right.
Usually we hide our most serious problems from one another.
Yeah.
You know how in the church we have those things we call unspoken prayer requests.
Right.
Where we raise our hand and we got something going on in our life we don't want to tell anybody about. We want prayer. Well, we hide the worst things. And so that's a way, I think, in which we can minister to others. By the way, I think that's a very important component I just thought of, that for all of us, Thanksgiving weekend, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Right.
And Sunday's coming, as they say, and church is here. But to involve ourselves in a Bible-believing local church is enormous in terms of fellowship and reinforcement. And when the hard times come, and they will come for all of us, we hit the wall eventually. And if you haven't hit the wall, you just haven't lived long enough. It's going to happen. And that's when we need the fellowship of the body of Christ.
No question about that. And I would encourage you, even tomorrow, even if you don't have a church family, you reach out, find a church, teaches God's word, preaches the gospel, and where people love and fellowship with each other, and you be a part of that church and make plans to go. Don't just stay home. Reach out there. What a great opportunity. And I want to encourage folks, Rex, to pray for folks that are affected by the hurricane that happened, affected North Carolina and Florida, and many of those people now going through very severe cold weather. Need some encouragement right now.
Absolutely. I saw those reports. We've all seen them, but the snow on top of everything else and people still living in tents. And it's not because they've been negligent. They don't have water. They don't have, you know, the public services. They don't have sewage. They don't have their jobs. You know, they don't have an income. It's just incredible to see, and it's incredible to see people helping, but there's still a lot of folks that are at risk.
Yeah, this is a great time to reach out. Back to the phone. Sue is listening in Ohio tonight. Good evening, Sue. Thank you for calling us. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'd like you to pray for my friend Pat. I haven't heard from her in 4 days.
Yeah.
And we have been missionaries all over the world, and we've spoken every night since 2012. I don't know where she is.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I just turned 86. I think it's my age. I cry.
Well, bless your heart,
I'm so
Sue.
Sorry.
Yeah, and when you got somebody that you've been close to for that long, Rex, lead us in prayer, if you will, for Pat and also for Sue, and that they'll be able to be reunited.
Father God, we know that you know Pat, and you know that you know Sue. We know that you know the circumstances that's caused this pain. We ask, Lord, that you'd intervene, that you'd reconnect them, that you'd protect life and health and well-being, and protect them spiritually, and they could enjoy a reconnection and know that it's of God and a special blessing in their lives, and then the testimony that they will have to share with others that glorifies you. And Lord, we give this to you and trust you in it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And Sue, I'm so
glad. I told them I didn't want to call or talk because I knew I'd cry.
But you know what? Let me tell you something, Sue. God puts your tears in his bottle. That's what the psalmist said. Nothing wrong with shedding tears. You love your dear friend, Pat. And we are asking all of our listening family to make this a matter of prayer, that you'll be able to relocate Pat and she and you will be reconnected. In the meantime, God will sustain you. And we're going to continue praying for you. Thank you so much for sharing your burden and concern with us. Thank you. God bless.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. But Pat was one of the originators of Word of Life.
Wow, and that's amazing. We're just about out of time. Dr. Rex Rogers, have a great Thanksgiving. So thankful to hear your wife is doing so much better.
Absolutely. Well,
thank the Lord. And friend, thank you for joining us tonight. Visit the website, set7usa.org. Good night from Encouragement Live.